All right, Kevin, I posed the query, can something good come out of looting? Well, every now and again when people get frustrated, and I'm not talking about the looters, I'm talking about the people watching the looters. Mm. Their true colors come to the surface because they boiling, they getting hot, they getting angry, and it all rises. And to find out that one of them's been living amongst you all this time. And I think you know what I mean by one of you. that one of you is LaFranco Pescante. He was the co-owner of Franklin Manor, a popular restaurant bar in downtown Tampa, and has stepped down effective immediately after receiving backlash from a comment he posted on Instagram about protesters in Tampa. Pescante sent the following statement. Let me give you what the statement was, or just shoot them all. It was apparently in reference to those protesting the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody.
Oh.
Pescante sent the following statement after one of the news organizations inquired about the post. I sincerely apologize for my comments earlier this week. This is an emotional and heated time in our country, and as someone that has tried to bring people together as a career, the last thing I wish to do is to create more divisiveness. Well, unfortunately for Mr. LaFranco Pescante, you know how the social media warriors do.
Oh.
You say one thing, racist, they go backwards looking
they
for
went
the
digging.
Yeah,
this couldn't possibly be your first purchase. And no, it was not. I'm going to give you a quote from him.
Oh, you're going to give us this mixtape?
His highlights?
Let me tell you something. His mixtape runs deep. I don't have the time.
Well, he dropped a hot 16 on us. Let me hit them bars.
Yeah, right.
They were double-sided on both sides. Give me one second here. I'm pulling it up, and then I'll give you that. But what I want to give you is what some of the other, because he's part of a group that owns quite, I believe they own about 6 restaurants, and social media is going nuts with talking about not going to any of those places. Right there, give me one moment here, and I'm going to give it to you right here.
While you're looking for that, I'm telling you what I'm looking for. I have a
what you looking for?
I have a Franklin Manor gift card.
Oh, no, you don't.
You still got to use it.
No, you don't.
I mean, you still use it.
Well, look. I got the code number on it. I'm just saying it's a $100 card, but if it magically turned into like a $1,000 card, might be able to work with you.
Well, would you not? All right, he is part of and co-founder of the Nocturnal Hospitality co-op or group. They not only operate Franklin Manor, they also operate a few other restaurants in Tampa, including Osteria Bar and Kitchen and Mole y Abuela. Franklin Manor is described as a social drinkery and nightclub co-owned by David Anderson. There are attempts to reach out to Anderson, but they were met with silence. Mm. I'm really trying to find this post.
I wouldn't have picked up the phone either if I was Anderson. Why?
But it's interesting. Now his social media has gone dark.
Right. Well, of course. What? So you can't find it. Like, paraphrase what's the gist of what he was saying?
The gist was he was also extremely homophobic. He came out saying, I'm tired of all of these. And I'm paraphrasing because I can't find the quote that was right in front of me. I get tired of all of these F words coming in and whatever. And yeah, I've tried to do something for these N words. But even I won't let him into the restaurant when the mayor or the cynic is in.
Ouch.
Wow.
Hard.
But you can't even go in when. What?
No, he won't let you in. He won't let you in.
I didn't know that.
That's how. Yeah, it's. I expect for this story to blow up, and it was on someone's page, and I'll have to find it.
Let me see. I think I got a.
All right, let's do this. Mo, look for the story, and I'm gonna talk to Mark on line one.
Oh, do it, please. Perfect.
Okay. All right, let's talk to Mark. Mark, what's going on? Mark, ex-National Guard. Mark, you're ex-National Guard.
Yes, sir. Hey, Mo, I appreciate your work with the TSA. Kevin, mm-hmm. I didn't know till the other night you were ex-Navy, and I appreciate your service.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, ex-National Guard. Parents signed me in when 87 when I was 17, but long story short, 10th Mountain Division, honorable discharge. But an hour ago, when you brought up the thing about the Humvee with the darn flat screen looking thing on it, where I saw on a couple news channels.
Oh, hold on. I didn't. Hey, Mark, we didn't talk about a Humvee.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Maybe you were listening to another show.
But it was with, you were talking about the microwave piercing stuff.
Yes. I was talking about non-lethal weapons and crowd control.
Yes, sir. I remember I saw that two nights ago, and I'm trying to look up. I don't know what city it's in. I'm trying to look that up.
Okay.
To see where I saw that, and I can't find that.
Are you talking about the thing where they turn it on and it doesn't make a sound or anything, and it's just unbearable, and all the people just turning around like they couldn't take it? Like in 2 seconds, it was too much for them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, like on Fox, all the stations, I can't see that.
Yeah.
Where that roll up? I'm just saying,
Mark, have you ever seen the non-lethal thing where they show a guy in a demonstration? They'll show a guy with a knife, like rushing somebody, and they'll spray this thing like a foam, and it'll just encase their body and immobilize them. It's like you're in a bubble, stuck.
Yep.
You ever see that?
Supposedly, it's a dog whistle for humans. So
it's worse than a dog whistle.
I'd rather take that though than a 50 caliber. Though I hate to say it, I shouldn't say it that way, but.
Well, nobody
I've never seen anything like that before, and I'm trying to look up that picture again.
Okay, now I got you looking up stuff, and Mo looking.
I'm good.
All right,
yeah.
Mark, thank you for your
service. I appreciate both your service.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Thank you, Mark. Yeah. All right.
We're back.
Reset, Mo.
All right, here we go. We're talking about LaFranco Pesconti, and his name. There are people out there right now listening to my voice and hearing the name that absolutely know him. Social media has gone crazy with the revelation that he said in reference to the protesters. He made no delineation between the protesters and or those looting. His mm-hmm. comment was, shoot them all.
Right.
Shoot them all. And then it was when the social media warriors started to go into, you know, research mode that a whole list and litany of tweets and racial comments were made. This is one of the most damning. I personally don't like the F word or no one from that group. But at same time, Token I don't spit away any dollar signs except N words, hard R's and S. All those F boys thought we were always too cool to even reply. Me and Dave, when we were raising capital, legit almost laughed in our faces. So F them. But yeah, I'll take their cash, just not on the day where Mayor and Vinick is coming. He speaks in broken English, so.
I was going to say, man, I like my racist talk to be, well, I can understand it.
Yeah, right, yeah. Man, make it like, cool
I'll
sense.
Be honest, it didn't hit me as hard because I didn't understand it.
Yeah, it's broken English. But, there are other allegations against him. It's easy to find on social media, and apparently there are a lot of women that are real hot after him. But it's going to be interesting to see. And I say this is a story that's big, but only going to get bitter because the Nocturnal Hospitality Group, they own high end places down here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just a one off, and more than likely because from social media, everybody's been saying let's talk to the celebrities that endorse these places. Let's talk to anyone that wants to do business with them. There are people that are saying, especially with that bar or restaurant, that he immerses himself in the hip hop culture and he is profiting off of them while hating on them in the same breath. Here you go. I gave you a few. Oh, the group is also working on La Pergola, an Italian restaurant in downtown St. Petersburg. Operates Miso Lago Ranch in Fenona Sassa. They have a forthcoming Asian fusion restaurant, Shibui. They are absolutely Shibui.
Emphasis on boo.
One would think it would behoove the other members of the hospitality group to absolutely buy this racist joker out, or perceived racist joker out, from his tweets and posts, and get him as far removed from that hospitality group and these restaurants as possible, because especially within the context of the culture right now, you can't have a tone-deaf MF-er like that on your team.
Okay, devil's advocate here. You said something about, somebody said, well, what about we got to call out the people that endorse it, the celebrities that endorse it. What if you're just hearing about this and you didn't know anything that was going on? You were just endorsing the place because you went there and you enjoyed their food and the atmosphere. Like, you just enjoyed the place.
I shouldn't say a call out was the wrong term. Reach out. They want to reach out. Yes. And make sure that they are aware of what's going on. Yeah.
Okay.
And I like how he's like being racist towards Hispanics, and he has a restaurant called Mol y Abuela, which is which is a mol and grandma in Spanish.
Three of them are Osteria Kitchen and Bar.
Yeah. Hold on. I don't think that necessarily has anything to do with him being a racist. Like, he's a businessman trying to make businesses. I don't think that, he hates Hispanics, so he shouldn't open a Hispanic I mean, I think those things are kind of separate.
Yeah, but that's a little bit of a slap in the face. It's just like when you say, you should send Mexicans back and build that wall, but you like to go to Mexican restaurants. I mean, that's kind of like counterproductive.
Yeah, because the food is good, though. What I'm saying is that the food can be good independent of this racist owner.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
and the other thing
all I'm saying is the food can be great.
Yeah, and the other thing is, JR, there were old school racists back in the day that loved Sanford and Son.
Oh, yeah. This is true,
And who you think eat the most fried chicken for real?
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, I stand corrected.
I had to say for real.
For real. All right. Kevin, you ready to smile?
Sure. I don't know if my smile muscles work.
Huge Confederate flag near Tampa removed after protesters threatened to burn it down. This is the second good thing.
Yeah,
come
but
on.
Okay, I saw that headline. But then I was disappointed when I read the story.
Oh, why? Because they're going to put it back up?
No, they took it down.
Oh. Well, does it matter who took it down?
It does matter. It does matter. Like, if somebody would have climbed that sucker and took it down, that right there, that would have got me going. But they took it down because somebody was coming to get it.
Then
I also, for a split second, my dumb ass thought that they were going to say, at times like this, we don't want to be divisive.
No, that wasn't what they said.
I'm trying to be aspirational and optimistic.
I understand. Yeah. Well, Dayline Brandon, the huge Confederate battle flag has been lowered from its towering pole near Interstate 4 and 75 outside Tampa after threats appeared on social media to set it on fire during protests of the killings of black people by white authorities. David R. McAllister leads the local chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. He wants people to know that removing the 30-foot by 60-foot battle flag, Kevin, it wasn't a decision made in fear, adding that they don't want the flag to be an excuse for anyone to do illegal acts.
This story is horrible now. they just stunting.
I mean, but that's, they had to think about taking it down, and they took it down. So, I mean, that's,
I hope
somewhere.
Somebody go chop the pole down.
Yeah.
See, that's where the action is. It's that pole.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Now we're talking.
Tropical storm Cristobal, or Cristobal, as I heard.
Oh, no, that's Cristobal,
bro. I know it's Cristobal. You know it's Cristobal. Well, but
I'm not mad at the other pronunciation.
The weather girl on Channel 8, she's like, Cristobal. I'm like, I had to look up, I'm like, Cristobal? That's an odd name.
If the syllables work out, you can do it.
You're right. I love my girl. I love the girl. Anyway, I'm trying to remember what her name is, but I can't. Well, Tropical Storm Cristobal forms in the Gulf of Mexico. This one looks like it could do some damage, but it more than likely won't be us. Dateline Tampa, Florida, the National Hurricane Center put out an advisory saying hurricane hunters found Tropical Depression 3 had strengthened to become Cristobal. The tropical storm had maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. Tropical Storm Cristobal is about 140 miles west, southwest of Campeche, Mexico.
Yeah, that ain't gonna do nothing to nobody.
It looks like it's going to hit the wall in Houston. So there you have it.
Back to the last story really quick.
The flag.
No, not the flag. Before that, the
Franco Pescante.
I know, but there's plenty of racist people that love ethnic food.
If you were to say
you can't eat Mexicans if you hate people would be starving, dude.
But like, I just okay.
And then I was gonna tell you, and this is where I caught myself. I was gonna tell you, what if you didn't like white people and you go, I ain't eating no more white food? What is white food?
like burgers and fries?
No, that's not white food.
More like beef Wellington.
No,
beef Wellington is straight up white.
Yeah, fish and chips.
What is white?
You know.
Oh, green bean casserole.
Oysters Rockefeller.
No, don't hate them. No. Yeah. You guys ain't following me.
Real brothers eat them raw.
If you would have said Irish or Italian or Polish, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
There's no such thing as white food. Because there's no such thing as white.
Oh, chicken tetrazzini.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, that ain't white food.
You sure?
You should have went with a blanket, no seasoning.
White rice, no seasoning, just the water.
No, you can't give them rice. That's the Asians. They took that.
Well, yeah, except for Uncle Ben, he did his thing.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He made his name ring. But his rice had to be dirty. Why is that?
Right. Baked chicken, that's a white food.
Oh, no, come on, man. Shake and bake.
Y'all ain't even really trying here.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake, yeah.
The white man's fried chicken.
Mo loves shake and bake and stovetop stuffing. Stovetop stuffing is white. I'll give you that.
Okay, I'll give you that, too.
All right.
Hold on, what else we have here? Bishop overseeing the church where President Trump had his photo op yesterday was not happy. And you know when you get the servants of the Lord angry, then you in some trouble.
If the servants of the Lord are unhappy, then the Lord is unhappy.
Yeah. Right. Dateline Washington, the Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Washington sharply criticized President Donald Trump for staging a visit to the historic St. John's Church across from the White House. The Reverend Marianne Bud, whose diocese St. John's belongs to, said in a statement Monday night that she was outraged by Trump's visit and noted that he didn't pray while stopping by the church, a landmark known for its regular visits from sitting presidents since the early 19th century. He took the symbol sacred to our tradition and stood in front of a house of prayer in full expectation that would be a celebratory moment, she said. There was nothing I could do but speak out against that, she added, calling for a focus on the deeper wounds of the country amid ongoing demonstrations against racial injustice.
Did you see Trump and the First Lady in front of a damaged Pope John Paul Jr. statue today?
I didn't know what that was. I saw the photo, but I didn't have any context to it. So what happened there?
I don't know what it was, but they went there, wherever that statue is, the facility it's in front of, and it was weird. They both held hands, and they stood there staring at the statue for like 3 minutes, and then they walked off. Mm. And man, I just have never seen Melania smile. She getting a little chunky, too.
Oh, I kind of like her thick, though.
Thick ain't good
when you get like 60.
Right?
That's a thickness that never leaves.
Yeah.
I have seen her smile when she was joking around with Obama. And I ain't even trying to be funny.
Yeah. And no, I ain't trying to be funny either. There's no way. Hold on.
Yeah.
There's no way she can be happy. And what I'm talking about is not Trump and his politics, the upheaval to her life.
the lifestyle. And I talking to somebody. You're right.
Yeah, she wants to eat. She wants to be in New York eating and shopping and eating at fancy restaurants with her friends.
Right. She wants to be hanging out with her friends. She wants to be on Saint-Tropez. Yes. She wants to be in Paris. She wants to be anywhere that if she were to actually go there right now, the optics would be, how can you do that while the country is burning? She did not sign. When she married, when she found her billionaire playboy and husbanded him up, she was not signing on to be on some plane going to Africa and then standing in front of some starving kids going to feed the world.
Now, what she was really told, and she passed on it, big mistake, this was supposed to be the premiere season of 90 Day Fiancé. and it would have broke, like they were going to weave that into, Trump was going to be on it.
I've been here three times. I can't meet her. What's going on?
I don't know where she's at. I spent over $1 million just
I'm going to build a hotel on top of your house.
I tell you what, and this is some rare sympathy and empathy for Mr. Bigley in this world that I'm going to give. It's not rare for me, but I saw the photo of him walking towards the church, and they did a close up his face. He was so enraged, and I said to someone at work, my day job today, I go, if I'm him and I'm pushing 75 years old and I have faced a Russia investigation, impeachment, a pandemic, and now nationwide rioting, I would say, as I wouldn't be running for another 4 years. I would say, F you mother effers, I'm rich. Take it. It's yours. Mm. I don't know. It goes to show the depth of narcissism that against his own health and his own better interests and his own wisdom, that he would rather make the next 4 years of his life miserable, because they will be miserable if he wins, because half the country hates him vehemently. It will be a miserable existence other than his twilight years, where he could spend as much of the money that he has right now and do anything else that he could.
All right. We all agree that Trump has been rich forever. Despite bankruptcies, despite any position he's been in, up and down with the money, he's always been rich and always had the top of the line everything. He is how old? How old is he?
70s, right?
He's 74. He's 74.
He's 74. Man, so this isn't about his politics. This is just about why would he want to be president when he can do this stuff? He has accomplished everything that he wants to do, and he's the kind of guy that has to be busy and has to be active. He's not I'm gonna go sit down and relax kind of guy. I think that this is the best thing for, like, what you want to go be. You want to be president for 4 more years? Because it's just 4 years.
This is
his last hoorah, bro.
But this is
74.
That's what I'm saying. When you're 74. It's not just 4 more years. It's real. It's 4 real. You don't know what.
Trump's going to do? If Trump's not president, what do you think he's going to do that would entertain him?
Play go on the golf course without anybody giving
you
his.
He's already doing that. And look, Mo. It's a wrap. His lifestyle's the same, president or not. I'm talking about as far as privacy goes. It's over. You can't go hide anymore. You will always have Secret Service. You will always have protocol. You will never be able to spontaneously. You might as well stay. You're 74.
Hold on. How about spend some time with your youngest child?
He don't care.
Raise him and impart wisdom to him.
He already gave him a trust fund. What else you need, sucker?
Okay. How about taking Melania on a year-long vacation and just kicking back and suck down champagne coolies?
He doesn't drink. Mo. Donald Trump does not have sex. Okay.
No, I think it's not.
Hold on. He's 74, man.
I think he does, but it's just not with his wife.
You know. Okay, well, that's good luck trying to sneak somebody into.
Yeah, right.
Good luck, dude. Yo, you're telling me he's banging an actual Secret Service agent? I'll buy that. Because who else can get close to him? He's not having sex, Mo. And that's my argument. With you. Oh, what else is he gonna do? His priorities in life is having power.
Okay, but how about just being happy, Kevin? I mean,
this is happiness. This is happiness. Some people are built for a different type of happiness.
Yeah, you're right.
I totally understand why you would want to be the most powerful man in the world. I don't see any substitute at this
point. But haven't you ever achieved something, Kevin? Because I know I have achieved something, gotten to a certain spot, and then after a moment looked around and go, you know what? I don't need this. This ain't where I want to be.
I ain't achieved nothing. I'm grinding it out at home, bro. My draws right now. Grinding it out.
All right. I feel you.
I don't think that at 74 and him being Trump and a former president, I don't think that there's this whole life out there that he can enjoy and live. Like, come on, he can do. He's got the world at his. Dude, he just ordered the army. I mean, he just ordered police to fire on some people so he can walk across the street and act like he was close to God.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty enticing.
If he wanted to impress me, he would have walked out of there with like one security guard.
Wait, wasn't he the one that said if he was at the Parkland school, he would have snatched the gun out the shooter's hand?
I wish he would have walked out there with one of them vicious dogs on a chain like he was walking it. and people like to have a couple protesters there so he can go, ominous weapons, buddy. Ominous weapons.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.